Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest in-stock selection, starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade today and save big money on new appliances right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice Bone-In Tender Ribeye Steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 93, and I'm here with Rylan.
Yeah, we're getting close to tying your other podcast.
Yeah, we're recording 94 tonight, and me and you are recording 93. So
yeah, so
next week we'll tie it.
Oh, sweet.
Because we'll record 94, 95, and then me and Colin will record 95.
Oh yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy how close we are to that 100.
Yeah. Be nice. All right. You want to hit him with your disclaimer?
Oh, yeah. Before this episode starts, join our Discord. If you don't join our Discord, you don't get any cookie dough bites. If you guys want some cookie dough bites, I got the cookie dough bites right here. You better join Discord.
Yeah,
unless you're allergic to chocolate or cookie dough, then you get a cookie or something. I don't know.
Whatever, but yeah.
Yeah, whatever you want. Just whatever you want.
You guys just gotta join the Discord.
Yeah, just gotta join Discord and you get whatever snack you want.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna get started. So we had that awesome Nintendo Direct last week. So we just got the Nintendo Direct recap for you guys.
Yeah, there's a few games on there I didn't care for at all.
Oh yeah, like, there's always weird. Some you're not going like, to, but that just those ones that are there that we do care about. Holy crap, they're good.
I know. I can't wait. I'll
talk about it once my turn. But go ahead.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It says here, what may be one of the last Nintendo Direct presentations entirely focused on the Nintendo Switch has arrived. While Nintendo was still not ready to talk about its popular platform's successor just yet, this Direct showed that there are still plenty of compelling Nintendo Switch games on the way, which we already knew about titles like Luigi Mansion 2 HD and Nintendo's World Championships NES Edition. Which me and Ashton have both talked about those in the past.
Yep.
It says here, but we also learned about new games like Mario and Luigi Brothership, Super Mario Party, Jamboree, and The Legend of Zelda Echoes of Wisdom.
Oh, yeah.
And what that is, you get to play as Zelda. You're not Link, you're Zelda. Because, like, these weird rift thingies, like, pop up out of the ground and crap, right? If
yeah.
I remember from the
yeah.
break.
Yep. Suck up, Link.
And, yeah. Link died.
I don't know if he died, but...
I know he didn't die, but, like... It says here, we also finally got a look at Metroid Prime 4, which now has the full title Metroid Prime 4 Beyond. Third-party companies showed up as well, with Square Enix unveiling some HD 2D remakes of Dragon Quest games, Capcom revealing Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection arcade classics. That was pretty cool for that. Whenever I seen that, I was like, what the
hell?
Oh,
yeah, Marvel vs. Capcom, yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait for that, too. It says here, to help you keep track of everything that got announced, here's a full recap. It was like a video under it. It showed the recap that me and you watched.
Right, right. I got the full recap whenever
you're... Yeah, Ashton has everything. Which I don't have ever. I don't have like all the game details. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just saying some of the games and whatnot. It says here, we also finally got a look at Metroid Prime 4, which also has full title. I read that already. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I read everything.
All right.
But yeah, just Ashton will tell you everything. I mean, like, every single thing.
I'm pretty sure I got everything that was on. At least all the good stuff.
At least all the good stuff. He has, like, everything there is about the Direct. I just gave you a little, you know, highlights.
What had release dates. I got, like, the release dates and stuff. But, yeah, I'll go ahead and tell you guys. Up first, we had the Mario & Luigi series returns with Mario & Luigi Brothership. It goes on to say, Nintendo's Mario & Luigi series has been on hiatus since developer Alpha Dream closed, but it's finally making a comeback. Mario & Luigi Brothership kicked off this Nintendo Direct with a trailer that showed a mix of cinematics, conversations, and gameplay. It looks to be, once again, an RPG where players control Mario & Luigi, whose actions are mapped to different buttons. Mario & Luigi Brothership will be released on November 7th this year.
So... the Mario and Luigi thing, is it going to be like you kind of can switch between them with one button? Or say like if you're playing like a Lego game, you know how like if you click like a certain button, you switch to the other character? Is it like that? Or
I can't remember. So I played Mario and Luigi series. It's an RPG. So yeah, I was little when I played it. It was on the Game Boy Advance, Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga. I got pretty far into the game, but then...
Oh, where'd my camera go?
Then I was like, well, I don't really care a lot for the game, so I just stopped playing it. So, I can't remember how it was. I think you take,
I don't know. We'll take
turns attacking, if I remember right. Like Mario will attack and then Luigi will attack or something
RPGs
like that.
Are.
I can't remember.
Because like, that's how a lot of RPGs are. So, yeah, I think that might be how it works.
Yeah. Up next, we have Donkey Kong Country Returns is coming to Nintendo Switch. Nintendo announced Donkey Kong Country Returns HD partway into the Nintendo Direct. It was originally released on the Wii and later came to the 3DS. The Nintendo Switch remaster finds the middle ground between the two as it has both local co-op and additional levels from the 3DS release. Donkey Kong Country Returns HD launches on January 16th, 2025.
Can't wait for that. I love the Donkey Kong Country.
So I played the Wii version. I didn't play the 3DS version. Up next, we have Square Enix unveils beautiful remakes for three classic Dragon Quest games.
Yeah, I mentioned those.
Yep. I'm not gonna read the full thing because I don't really care about those. But it says we learned that Dragon Quest 1 and 2 HD 2D remake is also on the works and will come out sometime in 2025, while Dragon Quest 3 HD 2D remake will come out November 14th this year. Because we were confused at first, but Dragon Quest 3 is actually the first game in the series. Yeah. 2 is the second, and then 1 is the third.
I wonder why they did that.
I have no idea. But Super Mario Party, Jamboree. Nintendo announced the next entry in the Mario Party series. It's called Super Mario Party Jamboree and features several new creative party boards with more dynamic gameplay elements. Mario's Rainbow Castle and Western Land, both of which are courses from previous Mario Party games, will also make their return here. There will be over 110 minigames and a 20-player multiplayer.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Super Mario Party Jamboree launches on October 17th this year. The Legend of Zelda Echoes of Wisdom.
It's probably the game I'm most excited for.
Me for sure, definitely. Nintendo is finally making a Legend of Zelda game starring Zelda instead of Link. It has a similar visual style to The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening remake is called The Legend of Zelda Echoes of Wisdom. The main gameplay gimmick is that Zelda can create echoes of objects and enemies she comes across, which can help her navigate and solve puzzles in the game's overworld. The Legend of Zelda Echoes of Wisdom comes out for Nintendo Switch on September 26th and it will get a themed Nintendo Switch Lite system. So the Nintendo Switch Lite that comes out with this game is a gold.
It's like a, yeah.
It's a gold, and I think it has a Triforce on the back, if I remember right. Yeah.
I did the recap on my podcast, my brand new podcast. I made an actual personal podcast for myself. I didn't do the full recap because, I wanted to keep
just the games that you care about.
No, just like how much I could, because I want to keep the minimum minutes and stuff.
Right.
But it was like a goal. It has the Triforce. It's a Nintendo Switch Lite, and it has a Triforce on it, on the back of it or something. It's like a goal.
It looks pretty cool for what it is,
Yeah, I mean, maybe a Nintendo Switch Lite, it looks cool as crap.
So. Yeah. All right. So in our last episode, we just recorded literally 10 minutes ago. We talked about how it's been 7 years since we heard anything from Metroid Prime 4. And then Metroid Prime 4 was announced. Well, not announced, but updated. And the last Nintendo Direct on Tuesday. So, and we got the official name for that, Metroid Prime 4 Beyond.
Mm-hmm.
So to close out the Nintendo Direct, we got our first look at Metroid Prime 4. Nintendo wasted almost no time getting right into gameplay, showing Samus as she enters a fortress under siege. We see her spar against Silix, who seems to be using Metroids for something. We learned that the game's full title was Metroid Prime 4 Beyond, and that it won't be out until sometime in 2025. So
the next year.
Right. So here's what I've been saying. And a lot of people online say that people are stupid that think this, but I still think that this is going to be a launch title for the Nintendo Switch 2. And I said it would come out on the Switch 1 as well. Like it'd be like Breath of the Wild.
The timeline makes sense. Because, right. Since
they didn't announce a certain day. They just said sometime in 2025.
Yeah, they're going to announce.
And we know the Switch 2 comes out sometime in 2025. So I think it's going to be a launch title and a cross-generation like Breath of the Wild was.
Yeah, they're going to fully announce Nintendo Switch 2, later this year. And then, they're going to probably announce Metroid Prime 4 Beyond as the launch game, around 2025, I would say around maybe April or so.
Yeah.
Maybe around. So, I really think it'll be the launch title for it, if I'm being honest with you.
I think we'll get a Mario game. Some kind of Mario game, obviously, as a launch title. And then maybe get those missing Zelda remakes that we haven't got on Switch. The Wind Waker HD and the Twilight Princess HD. Maybe. Maybe not a launch title for that, or maybe it is a launch title. But and then I think we'll get Metroid Prime 4 as well.
Yeah. Hopefully.
I hope so. So that was just the good stuff and then everything else. Nintendo World Championships NES Edition got an overview ahead of its release next month. Fairy Tail 2 was announced and launches this winter. Apple Arcade exclusive Fantasian is finally excuse me, coming to Nintendo Switch. It now has the subtitle Neo Dimension and launches later this year. Yeah. Basketball is coming to Nintendo Switch Sports as part of a free update this summer.
I'm excited for that, too.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Mio Memories in Orbit was unveiled and launches in 2025. Disney Illusion Island is getting an update later today. Hello Kitty Island Adventures comes to Nintendo Switch in 2025. That's probably the thing I'm most excited for is Hello Kitty, man.
Oh, yeah. Hello Kitty Island Adventures. Yeah. Screw Legend of Zelda.
Yeah,
screw
that stuff's trash. That's washed.
Hello Kitty? Yes.
Yeah.
Please. That has to be. That's going to be the best game of all time.
Yeah. Looney Tunes Wacky World of Sports launches this fall. A free.
That might be good.
Yeah, it looked okay. A free Among Us update comes out later today. Not today, but Tuesday when this was announced. So it's already out. Time recording. Marvelous USA revealed Formagia. I don't know. It comes out on November 1st. Funko Fusion got a dedicated Nintendo Direct segment. Nintendo showed off Luigi's Mansion 2 HD ahead of its June 27th launch, which I cannot wait. It's in 5 days. New Dimpa Men was announced. It launches for free on July 22nd. Metal Slug Attack Reloaded got a surprise announcement and released Tuesday. Darkest Dungeon 2 is coming to Nintendo Switch. The Legend of Zelda A Link to the Past and Four Swords, Metroid Zero Mission, Turok Dinosaur Hunter, and Perfect Dark are all coming to Nintendo Switch Online Tuesday.
Yeah.
They came to Nintendo Switch Online last Tuesday. Phantom Brave The Lost Hero comes out in 2025. Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics brings several classic Marvel comic games from Capcom to Nintendo Switch sometime later this year. Just Dance 2025 Edition received a trailer. Nintendo reaffirmed that LEGO Horizon Adventures is coming to Nintendo Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Stray comes to Nintendo Switch sometime later this year. Tales of the Shire, The Lord of the Rings game.
It's like a Lord of the Rings game. I've seen that.
Yeah, it comes to Switch later this year. Ace Attorney Investigations Collection launches on September 6th. The 100 Line Last Defense Academy was announced and received an early 2025 release window. Romancing Saga 2 is getting a full remake. It's called Revenge of the Seven and comes out on October 24th. And that is everything from the Nintendo Direct Tuesday.
Yeah, well, so
15 minutes in.
Yeah,
just in the first topic.
I didn't say everything. I said like half of it. And then I just told them, you know, if you want the rest, you know, go to the link.
Yeah.
Because it was a lot.
It is a lot. Again, running out of breath just talking.
Reading. Yeah, that was just the first topic, and you said about 15 minutes.
15 minutes, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
So we're going to move on. So this isn't a 2-hour long episode. Gameplay leaks online for Spider-Man 3.
Spider-Man 3 sounds awesome. It says, in the alleged footage from Spider-Man 3, we see Cindy Moon / Silk on the loose in New York City. Cindy appeared briefly at the end of Spider-Man 2 when Miles Morales' mother invited her boyfriend to dinner. Albert Moon took his daughter Cindy with him, although Cindy was not seen in this scene. Attentive gamers guessed who she was. Spider-Man 3 gameplay leaked footage. New playable character revealed, Cindy Moon says Silk. Silk's a Spider-Man, I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken. It's from an alternate universe or whatnot.
Yeah, I haven't watched any of the new movies or anything, but like I don't even know who Silk is.
Silk, she's like, I don't know what exactly type of Spider-Man she is or whatever. But all I know, she's like an alternate Spider-Man.
See, I know who Gwen and Miles is, but I don't know who Silk is.
Yeah, because Silk, I know she, I think she was in the movie, like one of the Spider-Verse movies or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't really keep up. I've watched them, but I just don't keep up.
Yeah, I haven't watched a Spider-Man movie. The newest Spider-Man movie I watched was Spider-Man 3. So,
heck, gone.
I don't like the new ones. The new ones suck. Tom Holland's trash. Tobey Maguire all the way, dude.
Says here, there's also gameplay videos circling online. It's worth noting this footage is taken from very early release and was with reused assets. Therefore, it is important to remember the final product would obviously not be how the images and stuff are and everything, because you know they're still using the same graphics, etc., for, you know, just to test it and everything, to make the final touches. Obviously, they're not going to make it for a long time.
Yeah, but, right. Yep. Yeah, it said, what, 2028? That's what mine said. It said Spider-Man 3, according to the internal roadmap, because this came from the leak from Insomniac, you know, last year. Yeah. So said Spider-Man 3, according to the internal roadmap, is expected to launch sometime around 2028.
I like how they make like two games at once. Like they've been making this game, but also they were making Spider-Man 2 also.
Right.
That's how you know Insomniac's like on the grind. Like they're like,
I love Insomniac. They make so many good games, and they're just dedicated. They made
Ghost of Tsushima, which is an amazing game. You know, they all the Spider-Man games.
They do a great job with the Ratchet and Clank games.
Yeah, the Ratchet and Clank games. Spider-Man. Like, they've made such good games. That, like, it's
I can't wait for another Ratchet and Clank, because Rift Apart, PC, I mean, it was on PS5 too, but PC, I played on PC, and I loved it so much. I couldn't stop playing it. Like, I beat it. It didn't take me very long to beat it. It's just, I couldn't stop playing it. It's not that big of a game, but I just loved it. I wished it was bigger, because that's how much fun I had with it.
Yeah. I got one more thing here.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Complete your staining project with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains now at Menards. Stain in one coat with Ultra Advanced Semi-Transparent Stain. It's a stain and sealant in one that can be applied to damp wood and on hot, sunny days, allowing you to clean and stain your deck in one day. Save big money on Pittsburgh Paints and Stains and head into Menards to get your staining project started today. Save big money at Menards.
It says the leaks began after Spider-Man 2 was hacked, with Brazilian mod makers creating a playable PC version of the game. Now the same team is trying to bring Spider-Man 3 to life. Spider-Man 3 is unlikely to arrive before Marvel's Wolverine. I can't wait for that also.
Yeah.
Because Insomniac is making that as well. That going, they were making Spider-Man 2. They're making Wolverine. Spider-Man 3.
Well, that leak said something about a new, they were working on a new Ratchet and Clank too.
Yeah.
So we making, talked about that just, leak. It was what, last year, early this year? I can't remember when it was, but it was a while ago.
I think early this year.
Maybe.
I don't remember. It might have been early this year. But it says here, next big project seems to be Wolverine at this point, but there's no definitive word on whether Spider-Man 3 will be a PS5 game or a PS6 game or both. I feel like it's going to be both. Because, you know, obviously the older Spider-Man games are going to come to this PS6, most likely too.
Yeah, I would say.
So, you said what on your thing? It said around 2028, but probably going to be around the release date of Spider-Man 3?
Yeah. Yep, 2028.
Yeah, I can't wait for this game because there's going to be a new character you can play as. Because in Spider-Man 2, you could play as Peter or Miles.
Right.
So
and
I'm guessing Peter is retired because at the end of Spider-Man 2, he got a house with MJ and crap like that. And then he told like Miles, like, go be Spider-Man, whatever. Because he was like, I think he got injured or something like that. I don't really remember. But yeah, I think just Miles is Spider-Man from now. So I'm guessing that girl, Silk or whatever, what's her name? Cindy Moon is going to maybe help Miles now.
Huh. That's interesting.
Because yeah, I'm pretty sure Peter retired as Spider-Man.
I didn't know that.
I'm not sure though. But
right. We gotta play Spider-Man 2 on PC when it comes out to know for sure.
Yeah. I really want to play that game so bad. But that's why I want to get a PS5. Just like, I can get on PC.
I can wait.
Yeah, I can wait. But
because we're getting God of War Ragnarok in what, September? So I mean,
I mean, I have
God you have War that, Ragnarok. But I don't
but I'm know. Not playing it. I'm not playing it on my airport.
Right. Yeah, your jet engine.
The only reason it's so bad is because it's an original PlayStation. Because the Slim and PS4 Pro, you know, they fixed the fans and everything.
Right. All right, we'll move on. Walmart is canceling orders for Luigi's Mansion 2, and it comes out in 5 days.
That's crazy. It says here, Walmart is reportedly canceling pre-orders for Luigi's Mansion 2 HD for unknown reasons. Luigi's Mansion 2 HD is to be the next set first-party Nintendo game release. Set launch June 27th. As I said, in 5 days. Luigi's Mansion 2 HD is a remastered version of the 3DS game Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon, with its main selling point being upgraded graphics. A new Luigi's Mansion 2 HD trailer was dropped at the latest Nintendo Direct event. But with the game's release date right around the corner, it's no surprise that Nintendo didn't spend a ton of time focusing on it. After all, Luigi's Mansion 2 HD doesn't seem to be making, you know, all that many drastic changes, besides like maybe a little bit of graphics and stuff like that, as it said.
Right.
So regardless, fans are looking forward to the HD version of the game, so many have already pre-ordered their copies. Unfortunately, if they pre-order the game from Walmart, they may run into an unexpected issue. No reason has been given for the cancellation, but Walmart is supposedly giving those impacted by the cancellations a discount code that gives them 25% off their next purchase, over $45 to make up for it. It's odd enough that Luigi's Mansion 2 HD pre-orders are seemingly getting canceled, but what's even more concerning is this isn't the first time, you know, I've seen something like this happen with a Nintendo game, because I'm pretty sure it happened with, was it Paper Mario or something like that?
Paper Mario, yeah, and it came out, what, last month?
Yeah, the 1,000 Doors one or whatever.
1,000 Year Door.
Yeah.
So they said that without a reason. Here's what I think. I could be completely wrong, but I think that Walmart's not there's more people pre-ordering the game than what they thought there would be, so they didn't get enough
copies.
So they're like refunding people, and that's,
yeah, I mean,
I think
at least,
that's
at
what
least
it is.
They're giving them a whole discount, like a discount. That's good. So they don't like waste their money and crap entirely.
Yeah. All right. We're going to move on. Ninja Turtles Splintered Fate release date.
Wasn't this on like the Apple Arcade?
It was on Apple Arcade, yep, and coming to Switch.
I remember seeing it on there one time. I got here. Clear my throat real quick. I don't got a water, so rough. When Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Splintered Fate was first announced for Nintendo Switch back in April, the game was given a July release window. Details have been pretty slim since then, but Nintendo revealed a brand new trailer today. Obviously not today, but, I don't know if it was today or not. I don't remember. I don't know if you recently got this. But it says here, along with a more specific release date of July 17th, the new trailer offers a closer of at Splintered Fate action, and the foes players will encounter co-op games will pit Leonardo, Donatello, Raphael, and Michelangelo against familiar faces like the Shredder, Rocksteady, Leatherhead, and more, as the heroes in the half-shell attempt to rescue their sensei. Oh, so they have to rescue Splinter instead of, like, rescuing April and Crab.
Yeah.
Huh. How did the Splinter get captured? He's a ninja master. I don't get it. He can take on the Ninja Turtles with his eyes closed.
Yeah, that's true.
How do you get captured, I wonder?
I don't know.
But it says here the game will retail for $30. $30. I don't know what that is in like
anywhere else.
Yeah, you know, euros. You know, I'm from the United States, okay? So don't hate me. It says here the Nintendo Switch version of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Splintered Fate will mark the first time that the game has been made available outside of Apple Arcade. Splintered Fate's previous release received a strong praise from players throughout many. Lamented that it was not available on, additional platforms. The game will be a timed exclusive on Switch. Presumably, gosh, I can't read today. I've read too much today.
Yeah.
It says here the game will be timed exclusive. They said it might arrive on the PlayStation and Xbox sometime in the future. However, we don't know, how long time exclusive lasts on the Switch for this Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle game. So, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fans will have to check it out on Switch if they don't wait any longer. While Nintendo Switch is already plays host to some really great Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle games, this fate is significantly different from the titles like Shredder's Revenge. We talked about Shredder's Revenge not too long ago. The vast majority of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle games have them been in the beat-em-up genre, but Splinter's Fate is roguelike and has drawn comparisons to Hades. As players set out on multiple runs, they'll be able to upgrade their powers, making it easier to progress farther. I haven't ever seen gameplay for this game. What is it like? Do you know?
I've seen it once. I don't even know how to explain it. Like, it's different than a regular Ninja Turtle game.
Yeah, I figured it was, but
yeah, I can't even really explain. You just gotta watch it.
Yeah, I guess I'll watch it out soon enough.
So when did it say I'll the release date too. Was?
Hold up, let me look again. July 17th. Which they did say it was going to come out in July sometime.
Right. Yep. All right. Moving on. So we talked about all the Nintendo stuff. Some great games in there. I think me and Roland already said that the Zelda is going to be. It was the highlight of that for us, like our most favorite and what we're most excited for.
Nope. Hello Kitty.
Oh, besides Hello Kitty, then Zelda. You know.
Yeah, Zelda's the second, but Hello Kitty's the first.
Yeah. So, what do you think about The Legend of Zelda, Echoes of Wisdom? Like, playing Zelda, what do you think about
it? I like the gameplay on it because it's kind of like a 2D type game. It's 3D and 2D at the same time. The characters are 3D, but it has like a 2D type style.
The top-down perspective.
And plus, you can use like certain, you know, like house things.
Bed, you know, cabinet, all kinds of crap. Like, but they send like ice blocks, you know, all kinds of stuff. Like, it's awesome. Like, enemies, you can do enemies so they can fight by your side, and it's really cool. Like,
yeah, it is really cool. Like how much crap is in the game, and it reminds me of this one game. I can't think of the name right now, but it's how it is. You know, are her pupils just black? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like cartoony kind of.
Yeah, it's like a cartoon-based game, which is awesome. I like that, and like the overall story of it so far that I've seen. Like, Link got sucked into a Rift thing. Same mm-hmm. with a whole bunch of other people in Hyrule. It's a really awesome idea. I'm glad they really did this game. Because you can play Zelda, not Link. So it's basically, it's actually a Legend of Zelda game. It's not the Legend of Link, it's Legend of Zelda.
Right. So
that's really, I do like it. I can't wait for it.
So I was at work when the Nintendo Direct was going on. We were marking line for the helicopters about those, you know, saw some trees and stuff. So we're marking obstacles and stuff. But it's a bunch of bull. So we were not really taking a break, but we was just waiting on some people to show up. So I was like, I'll turn it on real quick to direct. So I turned it on. The first thing I seen was
Zelda game.
Well, I seen AJ Aonuma. I was like, okay, I'm right here getting ready to get this Zelda game. Because AJ Aonuma is on the screen, you know it's a Zelda game because he's the producer of Legend of Zelda. Okay, then I seen it come up. And
she was probably smiling.
I seen it. I was like, that's Link's Awakening. Art style.
That's the game I was thinking about, Link's Awakening. Because that's the exact same art style.
Yeah, it's the art style. So I was like, maybe this is the Oracle Games remake that everybody's been asking for. Yeah. But then I seen like Link come in and throw his cloak off and stuff. So like, okay, that's not Oracle. This is a new game. So and then I was just watching it and I seen, you could see the character running around in the cloak, but you can't see who it is. And then takes the hood off and it's Zelda. And you're like, oh, you play Zelda. You know, how cool is that? But
And they show what happens to Link and everything, which makes the story even better. You know, like, Link's gone. Zelda has to do everything, you know?
Yeah.
Normally, it's the opposite, you know? Like,
right. And some Zelda games don't even have Zelda in them. Like, Link's Awakening, it didn't have Zelda in it at all. Because he was on that island and, you know, had different characters. So Zelda wasn't in that Zelda game at all.
Yeah.
It looks really good. I'm real excited for it. But it's not the first Zelda game that you play as Zelda. It's the first Nintendo-made Zelda game that you can play as Zelda. So back in what? I can't remember. It was like 1996. A Zelda game came out for the Philips CDI. It was Zelda Wand of Amalur or something like that. But you played as Zelda. It bombed. Like, it sucked so bad. Nobody likes it. You know, they were just generic games. They don't. Yeah. They're not even counted towards being a mainline Zelda game. But they have remade it. Like, fans have remade that game. It's called Zelda's Adventure, and they made it into like a Game Boy type game. And I've played it, and it's actually not bad. The Game Boy version that the fans made, not bad. But this is the first, Echoes of Wisdom is the first Nintendo first party actual Zelda game that you play as Zelda. But I'm excited for it.
I'm really excited for it.
It's going to be different. Not using a sword to fight anybody, but it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I shouldn't even use chairs.
Yeah, I just hit somebody in a chair like WWE.
Go. Ooh.
WWE style, hitting people with chairs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I really am.
All right, guys. All the topics we have, we appreciate you guys for watching and listening. Watch us live on Kick and YouTube. Follow us on our podcast socials, our personal Twitch Kick YouTube, and Rylan's new podcast, my personal podcast as well, my other gaming podcast if you want. you know, whatever.
Hey, Ashton, we get it. You have podcasts.
I have a bunch of podcasts. But
yeah, it's like four. It's ridiculous.
I have
two now. I have my personal podcast. It's called The Quicks Podcast. You guys wouldn't go
well,
watch
me
it.
Me and Rylan are about to make another one. We're not going to announce it yet. We said we'd save it for episode 100, but we're going
to
make it.
Yeah, I was actually about to mention it, but then you just said that, so.
Yeah.
Okay, we gotta wait.
We got the logo for it, and it looks so good.
It's so nice. I can't wait for you guys to, like, you
see
got
it. You just got to see it. It looks nice.
Because, you know, you guys are gamers, but who knows? We'll see.
We'll see. But
you might actually enjoy it.
All of Bar Martian Rebel, Printify.
Yep.
All of our socials except for Facebook. You know, we got them all except for Facebook, pretty much. Rylan, do you have anything?
Yeah, you know, follow my new podcast. You know, we got a whole total download already.
Oh, yeah? Was it you?
Oh, yeah. No. I don't know who it was. But, you know, as I said, follow our socials. We're on everything besides Facebook. Get merch on Rebel or Printify. If you want custom merch, DM us on Discord. If you want to join our Discord, which you should, join the Discord. Once again, you can get some cookie dough bites or whatever snack you want.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it'll be worth it if you join the podcast.
Discord.
But yeah, Discord. Gosh.
Ron needs a good bit.
I'm not tired. I'm just mixing up my words because I have a podcast pulled up right here and I looked at the words.
It's all right.
But that's all I have.
All right. We appreciate you guys for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Complete your staining project with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains now at Menards. Stain in one coat with Ultra Advanced Semi-Transparent Stain. It's a stain and sealant in one that can be applied to damp wood and on hot, sunny days, allowing you to clean and stain your deck in one day. Save big money on Pittsburgh Paints and Stains and head into Menards to get your staining project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.